I am sorry to put you in chains, my prize. Oh, shh, 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 shh. It's okay. I promise. With time, your manacles will grow comfortable and familiar. As will I. You see, this is the start of something. What are you doing? Stop that! The carriage is in motion. I've told you, struggling is pointless, my prize. We've been on the road for hours now. Do you even know where you are? Somewhere cold. Well, you're not wrong. Either way, leaping from the carriage would be dangerous and ill-advised. Oh, such a sharp tongue. I like it. What was that? You demand an answer. Ooh, you're lucky you are who you are, darling. It's dangerous to demand things from a woman who wears a crown. But the shape of your lips has enchanted me. Even when they're curled into a snarl. Very well. It is dangerous to leave the carriage because the moon is full and there are snow wolves prowling. Oh yes, legend says their teeth are blackened from the blood of demons they killed after they made a deal to double their size. So don't be so hasty to leave the safety of my embrace, or the wolves will gobble you up like the morsel you are. Why do you recoil when my fingertips brush your cheek? It's such a small touch. You don't like being touched by strangers. A reasonable rule. You can call me Neve. I rule the kingdom you currently travel. So many questions. Are you sure you want to discuss this now? You just woke up. You've been kidnapped. You should eat something. Goodness, you're stubborn. I wasn't expecting that. I think I like it. Very well. I relish the chance to show you how reasonable I can be. Let's make a deal. If you lay down on the blankets comfortably, I will tell you everything you wish to know. Because today has been trying for you, and you need your rest. Wonderful. I'm so pleased to see you being reasonable. Get on with it. An order? How novel. Very well. I'll start with a question for you. You're a mage, aren't you? With particular gifts for fire magic? Incinerating one of my pillows wasn't necessary, but I understand your desire to demonstrate your talent. How did I know you were gifted with fire magic? There's a great deal I know about you. That little birthmark you have. That strange scar you can't remember getting. That's right. Get comfortable. I'll tell you all about you. You were born of a flame from a candle my ancestors lit, to prophesize the person who would warm my heart, so I might rule gently. Isn't it romantic? We can get into the specific details and arcana later, but for now, the answer to that question is magic. How can I be warm when I'm also a captor? Is that a barb or a question? Either way, the answer is you. Let's change the subject. Look out the window of the carriage. Take it all in. This is where you'll be living. It's beautiful. The ice fjords with their blue grass. The crystal flowers that blossomed from the giant snowflakes that fell. Oh, yes. Some snowflakes are as big as your head. But don't worry, they weigh almost nothing. You look entranced. Perfect. Huh? Oh, it's under the silver platter. Cookies, of course. Yeah, your favorite. Kept warm with magic and baked with love. Here, open your beautiful mouth. I will feed you one. Good. I can't wait to watch you drink from my chalice at dinner. The jealous eyes of my court will never leave you, I'm sure. Tell you more about my kingdom. I would love to. Close your eyes. Oh, why don't you get closer? Rest your head in my lap. There we go. Let's see. Take a deep breath in. And a long, slow breath out. Good. There's crystal caverns bursting with forgotten treasure. And water so clear it puts mirrors to shame, in colors richer than any sapphire or spell you have ever seen. Why didn't I come kidnap you sooner? I was waiting. For you to be a certain age? Gods, no. I was waiting for you to be ready. And you are. Even if you don't feel like it. But where will you live? In my castle, with me. You'll love it. You'll sleep on the softest furs, and dress in the most beautiful clothes. Robes spun with gold and enchanted cobalt. The colors will shift with your every step. Lit from above by crystal chandeliers carved from magic ice. You can't leave, but I promise you a beautiful cage. Why do I need you? Well, I'm an ice queen. I need something to warm my heart, to melt it and reveal the parts of me that are softer and malleable, made from water. Of course, water is compassion. I want the same for you. I want to see my lover deep, open, and emotional. Don't worry. I am a patient queen. Let me nurture you, hold you, and let you know everything is going to be all right. We will be so close, you won't know where you end and I begin. Did you just shiver? Oh, in a good way. I've looked inside your heart. I've seen your dreams. I know you're a creature of love and devotion, with a mind that races when you lay your head to rest. For you, I already know I will strive for perfection. Listen to me. Listen, when love intersects with this world, it is divine, a power both holy and potent, and I know we will have it, with time, chains and all. Oh. Tell you more? Aren't you a greedy thing? I like it. Of course. Keep resting. I'll take care of you. My palace. No. Your future home It's lofty, but it's a place of dreams blossoming with thought and emotion. I already know it's going to suit you. It is open and wild, rich and forthcoming, with no boundaries or borders, and I am the only law. I know I've chained you, my prize, but I'm also giving you what you deserve. Harmony and beauty, shared pleasure. Let my words imprint on your mind. The wheels of my chariot roll onward, bringing us closer and closer to your new home. And still you want more. The mornings? Nothing, I just didn't think you were a morning person. None of that. You are sleeping, not playing. The mornings. When the sun rises, the glaciers are painted in every hue of pink and gold. Oh, yes. And the glaciers cast long, mysterious blue shadows. You can watch it every morning when you wake, to see what masterpiece the sun has painted for you. Naturally, you will be in the tallest tower of my castle. There will be locks on the door, but an incredible view of the entire kingdom. Don't worry about a thing. The dowry I left will ensure everyone you ever cared for is comfortable. And isn't that noble? You've done so much good already. While you slept, curled in the blankets of my carriage. Oh, you're comfortable, aren't you? You are going to know a life of comfort. My fire maid. My kept prize, the flame that warms my heart. Rest now. Have sweet dreams filled with whatever desires you have. Take a deep breath in. Hold it, and a long, slow breath out. Relax the muscles of your face. Feel my hands on your shoulders. Mwah. Rest. Go to sleep. You're safe, you're warm, you're cared for and loved. Let me take care of you. Mm. That's right. Focus on your breath. The weight of the blanket on you. My cool fingertips touching your face. There we go. There you are. Rest well. I love you. I love you so much. Everything is going to be okay.